Hello again, African Beat listeners from across the globe. Welcome to your super show from our studios here in Washington, D.C. I am David Vanier. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your door, so relax and let's take a trip around Africa on this. But later on today, a regular listener of the African Beat who is based in Monrovia, Liberia, a journalist, Joe Wanda, will be my guest. As we're all aware of the Ebola virus ravaging West Africa, well, we're going to talk about what is happening in Monrovia, Liberia today, and Joe Wanda is going to be my guest, so stay tuned for that. But right now, let's start off with some music, and let's continue to keep the people happy. Bum Bum is our first track today, Timaya of Nigeria featuring Sean Paul, and right after that, Impitanjia by Alicious Tello G of the Democratic Republic of Congo featuring Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. Two wonderful ladies coming together to make this beautiful piece of music. And Lento by Professor featuring Speedy of South Africa. But right now, let's do some Bum Bum dance with Timaya of Nigeria featuring Sean Paul.
Move it.
Special request to all the big bad to get them. Shake it, move it, shake it, move it, shake it, move it. Shanda Paul, Panda Jack, remix it just like that. Timaya, Panda Jack, sing for the girl them when the beat drop. Beat drop, when the beat drop, sing for the girl them when the beat drop.
The way you whine, whine, make me go down low, down low. The way you whine, whine, make me go down low, down low.
All my ladies shake up your bum bum, the girl them shake up your bum bum, the girls them shake up your bum bum. You know what that? Come from.
The way how you're sexy, me want get a feel and put you on Ferris wheel. So the way how you shape, let me want it daily. A time to get the thing sealed. Girl, you got the sex appeal, and I want your sexual healing. Just push up your hand to the ceiling, shake your bum bum in the time drum beat.
Baby, shake up your bum bum.
Shake your bum bum in the time drum beating.
Baby, shake up your bum bum.
Shake your bum bum in the time drum beating.
Oh no 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 no, this girl she a calling my phone. Yeah. Oh no no no. She no one let me go. Every day she follow me for Twitter. Next thing she want me guy finger. She want me to answer. Every night she want me guy ringer.
Baby shake up your bum.
Shake your bum bum in the time drum beating.
Baby shake up your bum.
Shake your bum bum in the time drum beating. Girl me love all your wine, just come and put it for me. Don't fear, don't shy, my girl, just bring it, give me. Girl me want you to wiggle it, jiggle it, put it for me. Girl, me love when you wiggle it, jiggle it, put it for me.
Bam bam,
see, oh no no no, yeah 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 yeah. My body not there, yeah. But my mind not there. Yeah. Me, I like it in lala, it in lala. Anyhow, I'll give it to you. I don't want you want it.
I'm still on the bam bam.
Still on the bam bam.
All you got to shake up your bam bam. Pick up your bum bum, it's a bum bum, this song is a bum bum.
Listen up now, the way that you want it, I want it too. The way that you love it, I'm loving you too. The way that you screaming and dancing and jumping, oh baby, got me, I'm be wanting you too. Talk to ya, she that they dance, kerewa. She done they put man for big wahala. Say anything when she a dance, the men that go want to collect the number, yeah.
Shake your bum bum in the time drum beating.
Yeah, bam, bam. Ladies, shake up your bum bum.
Shake your bum bum in the time drum beating.
Cats in the mood, cats in the groove. Got me in like the way that's in the move. Anytime when you are can't eat the move. Not to talk when you didn't see the group.
Yeah. Big calabash, big calabash, big calabash. This in my face, my girl, you are hush. Nigerian people will call on me.
Hey. Here I am.
Bam 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 bam,
get
out.
thamani siwezi kukudanganya nia yangu kukulinda tokana na
Central Professor featuring Speedy of South Africa, and right before that, Impida Njia by Alicia Steluji of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. And at the top today was Bum Bum by Timaya of Nigeria featuring Sean Paul. Wonderful time, wonderful music. But don't forget, my guest today is Joe Wanda from Monrovia, Liberia. And we're going to talk about the Ebola virus in that country. Remember, it is affecting Liberia, Sierra Leone, Conakry, Guinea. And we're going to talk about that today. So stay tuned for that. I'll be right back.
Wopum Komboti, Wemazamin, Wopum Komboti.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to The Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. And this time, Criminal by DXD from Ghana. And right after that, Tribute to a King by Tommy T of Ethiopia. And Albert Nyata, done for us by 4x4 from Cote d'Ivoire. But right now, Criminal by DXD of Ghana.
Koti, koti. Koti nsemdiye mimpe.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Officer, why you do me long? I'm late for a show, but you still head strong. You didn't delay my time, tell me, what did I do? If I break the law, I go pay the price. Yes, I know that, tell me something else I don't know. In a sense, are you trying to disrespect me? Hell no, rather you who embarrass me. Put the laws into your hands to implicate me. If there's no offense, then let me go. I say, treat me with license. I said, there it is. I see, open your boots and I say, what for?
If I think of the house, I make a number of bomb weed. So now he says, I'm a criminal. Mr. Officer, why would you shame me? I'm a criminal. Ha, oh, been free, me lawyer. Mammy frame lawyer. That could send them near me best.
If baby bribe, you didn't want it. Then go straight to the point. And stop the beef about the bush. Mr. Officer, my money, you didn't want the lie lie. Doesn't know that I'm right. Mr. Officer, I know my right. So why you wanna intimidate me? Because you wear the badge, you wanna underrate me. You say he didn't process me to court, but I'm not guilty. I'm not filthy, so why you wanna harass and embarrass me? My guy passed me the phone to come a lawyer. If it be bribe you didn't want, then just forget him. Cause I know get even cool before you. Nothing, yeah, yeah.
Oh, be free, me lawyer. Ma be free, me lawyer. That put in same near me best.
So now he says I'm a criminal. Mr. Officer, why would you be a Mr. Criminal?
Oh, be free, me lawyer. Mommy, free, me lawyer.
Okay, Mr. Officer, tell me why you wanna underrate me. Defame me, telling lies to implicate me. Pull over my car for what? Just to harass me. Why me? Mr. Officer, you wanna rob me? You know they respect the law. All you wanna do is put the money in your pocket and move to the next victim in line. My friends talk, koti, koti. So you still think that I'm a criminal? Yeah, Bida, you are the real criminal. It says that I'm being so violent, and anything I say right here will be used against me in court. So my friend, shut up and silent. Hell no, I can't be silent. Mr. Officer, you know I can't be silent. You came along and then brought the violence, and now you want me to be silent. You know that I'm late for a show. And if you know what's good for you, then let me go. Hell yeah, I'm late for a show. And if you know what's good for you, then let me go. So now he says I'm a criminal. Mr. Officer, why would you shame me? I'm a criminal.
Ha, I'm in front of me, lawyer. Ha, I'm in front of me, lawyer. Now go to some near me best.
If it be bribe, you didn't want it. Then go straight to the point. And stop the beats, how about the push? Mr. Officer, my money, you didn't want the lie, lie. If it be bribe, you didn't want, then just forget him. Cause I know gets even cold before you. Nothing, yeah, yeah.
Open frame, lawyer.
Mammy from a lawyer. Now put in some name in best.
Yeah.
Albert Nyata, 4x4 from Cote d'Ivoire, and right before that, Tribute to a King by Tommy T of Ethiopia, and Dauni, Extraordinary Dauni of Ghana, comes in with Criminal at the Top. This is your super show, the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Vandy. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beats.
Welcome back, the African Beat. Oh yes, if you love the show, I want you to know that we love you too. So if you want to send us a request, you want to send a message, write to us at africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Or you can even call us on 202-205-9942. The number again is 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Let's take this piece of music from Liberian gospel star Brikelia Cooper. This is Fear Not. And right after that, I'll be talking to Jowanda from Monrovia, Liberia.
Fear not, God will take care of you. Fear not.
Well, to all our African Beat listeners out there, I just want to bring your minds back a little bit as I started the show telling you that in West Africa today, there's this Ebola virus that is ravaging the West African countries of Sierra Leone, Liberia, Conakry, Guinea, and it's also been detected in Nigeria, but I'm sure they're fighting very hard to make sure it doesn't spread. But for Liberia and Sierra Leone, we're keeping our fingers crossed because it is still spreading and people are still running away and so much is going on. But right now on the line to Monrovia, Liberia, I have a regular listener to the African Beat. In fact, he was one person that started the African Beat fan club in Accra, Ghana when he was there with his entire family. But now he's back home in Monrovia, Liberia, and that is Joe Wanda. Joe is a broadcast journalist residing in Monrovia, working with the Renaissance Communications Incorporated, operator of Real TV and Truth FM 96.1. As the director of television, he's married with two children. Wonderful, wonderful family. Well, let me welcome you to the African Beat, Joe Wanda. Welcome to the show.
Yes, it's my pleasure again to once again be heard on this world popular in the platform.
Joe, I know you are in the heart of Monrovia and you're seeing exactly what is going on. And everybody is scared out that are out of those countries right now. So can you just give us an insight as to what this Ebola virus is doing to our people out there in Monrovia?
Well, there's no word to really describe what Ebola looks like because it is an invisible enemy that attacked the country, and because it's scaring, Dave, as I speak to you. It's scaring. You cannot visit family members, you cannot visit, you only speak on phone to one another. You don't shake hands, you don't eat food from neighbors. You know, I mean, it's scary. And then besides that, we need to call the place the isolation center, what it takes people. But we decided to craft another means for calling it, you know, a treatment center, because we see results coming out of there. But this thing has overwhelmed the entire health system. Frankly speaking, Liberia had no health system. Let us just say the truth. It was broken down before the war, and the war came, and it's falling altogether. And to be frank, this thing, we just thank God that the Americans have decided to get it certain, because this thing has overwhelmed the entire nation. People are living in absolute fear, because every day, no more than 15, 20, 30 bodies have been cremated, or bodies have been taken from the street. I mean, it's just amazing, David. It's amazing. I don't know what this thing is coming from and how it has been spread, actually.
So, Joe, with that kind of explanation that you've just given to our audience that are listening right now, how would you assess the government handling of this kind of situation?
Well, like I said, it came unannounced, and the government was unprepared to actually handle this kind of thing, because when it came first, people overlooked it. People who were supposed to know better overlooked this thing, and they didn't give it much attention. But when people started to die from the county bordering that of Guinea, which is local country, then it occurred to government that we need to pay attention. At that time, you know, this people move from one end to another end, then it started spreading to the city center.
Hmm.
You see, and this thing, I mean, words are very inadequate to really describe how it looks, because there's no physical scar on somebody to say, oh, the person that is coming towards me, he has this Ebola or not. Except you see them with signs and symptoms.
We know about the spread, the way it is spreading so fast, and we've heard about how people are dying. People, there are no space even in the centers that have been built. There are no space for more patients. And even today, we got report that patients are being turned away. We saw pictures of patients sleeping on the streets, lying down on the street, because they cannot just go back home. But what has the reaction been like at the request of President Sirleaf? President Obama sending servicemen and women to go and help to build up centers, to train people. What has the reaction been like from people on the streets of Monrovia and the entire country?
David, people are the happiest, including my very self, that talking to you today on this meeting. David, we are all happy the fact that President Obama could listen and see our plight. They decided to come to send about 3,000, you know, three medical officials to come and help in this process. Liberians are relieved just from hearing the news. I mean, jubilation is in every corner. Very happy, and it's so grateful to the governor of America, especially President Obama, when the president of Liberia wrote him, and he never hesitated. He decided to get better way, decide what to do, because maybe it is a terrible kind of thing. It is true. Those people have been refused, you know, entrance into the rural places because there's no space, and people sitting by the roadside just waiting for Mr. Death to come and take over them.
All right, Joe, we'll take a break right there, and we'll come back to you as we continue to talk about the Ebola virus in Liberia. But let's listen to this Ebola spoken word by Menance the General. Menance is a rap artist from Sierra Leone, and he decided to put these spoken words together about this dangerous Ebola virus. And we'll be right back after this.
Ebola, Ebola. Your name resonating from my voice don't even sound right. Why? Because I don't like you, he don't like you, she don't like you, we don't like you. So therefore, eradicating you from the motherland is something that we are going to fight for. We already have too many stumbling blocks to worry about each day, like hunger, crime, and injustice. So no sir, you being a virus that's a human fiend is a battle that you are not going to win. We've seen enough, from senseless wars to extreme poverty. How long shall we perish? How long till the sun shine on this dark continent? We're tired of being weak, vulnerable, and submissive. So today I ask this to the leaders that we elected. What do you do for us? Because right now I don't even know what's worse. Ebola or you that's in power? Generating all this income and accumulating all this wealth right in front of our faces, so don't think you're moving in stealth. Now we are bleeding from the inside while you sit there and watch our deteriorating health. But for some reason I feel like I'm wasting my breath, but I don't care because there's so much beauty in life than death. You got away with leaving us jobless. Barely a grain of rice and a droplet of water to survive. And once again, you are failing us by leaving us naked and unprotected to a deadly disease. This time, all we ask is for your protection. How many more lives do we have to lose to get your attention? Ebola, Ebola. You may be silent, you may be painful. You may be weakening and you have hurt us. But as deadly as you are, you will never be able to break us when we are united. So today I plead to my brothers and sisters all across the world. Let's come together and help spread the word. Let's fight to eradicate Ebola once and for all.
Menance the General from Sierra Leone, Ebola spoken word. Okay, like you said earlier, people are not shaking hands, you don't eat from somebody. But what about the children? Because children, it is very, very difficult to control them, to curtail them. They want to play with their friends. They want to run outside. By the time the parents are coming, they'll be outside playing. And children have to go to school. Like in my country today, Sierra Leone, all schools have been closed down. There is going to be a lockdown for 3 days. Everybody's going to be indoors. And they go from house to house checking as to see who has got contracted the disease. But in Liberia, how are people managing up with the children? Because they are very, very vulnerable, and anything can happen at any time.
Yeah, David, like you said into the opening of the discussion, that you said, I got two beautiful children, a boy and a girl. My little son is the one I always worry about when I'm leaving for work, because he's a boy. You know, it's very difficult seeing that, oh, stay home, stay home, stay home. The problem there is electricity is another problem, because we need the generator that is providing the city current. Nowadays, they cut the current off in the day. So, all the children, they are duty bound to just go outside to meet up with other people. Just by the fact that we start to tell them, please don't go to your friends. Please don't catch. Please don't eat from somebody. Don't share food with somebody. Don't share cups. This is a difficult situation. Schools are closed. It's literally that I heard the government saying that they would have them. Study classes via television and radio. What children will be due to the television? But again, the electricity problem. You cannot have a child sitting at home. Not many parents have the luxury of generator, you know, be able to buy, you know, gasoline to get their television on throughout the day. So there is a serious problem with the children matter, because even where I live in the things are there. I mean, my area is congested with other children. It is difficult to just keep your child from the mom then. But all we're doing is that we don't allow them to play the football. We don't allow them to do any rough play. They can be sitting around discussing, but not to touch, not to, you know, give them the do's and the don'ts. That's what we tell them about.
Okay.
Wear long sleeve shirt. Don't shake your friend's hand. Don't do anything that will make you to catch the person's sweat or the person's saliva from the mouth that is using to catch you.
Well,
it's just by the grace of God we're making it.
Let's hope and pray that they listen. One last thing. With what we have seen so far of our authorities handling of this kind of problems that we are facing right now in West Africa, do you think our authorities will learn something from this, that if they have an information about something coming that will not be good for the masses, they will take it seriously at the first information that they get? Do you think they are prepared to learn from this mistake?
David, I'll tell you something. Albert Einstein says that education is not a learning of fact. It's a training of the mind to think. And whenever I have the opportunity to talk on media like this, I always tell African people, education is not just about a book. And again, to just come back to the question you asked, I hope and pray that every African leader, especially in the West African basin, will learn from the mistakes of Liberia, will learn from the mistakes of Sierra Leone and that of Guinea. That these things come for you to learn from it. Because the lip services that will play on these things, that will cause the thing today to degenerate, to the extent, and that today Liberians, Sierra Leoneans, Guineans are dying in the hundreds. So I hope our African leader will learn. And this is my prayer to them, that they should learn. They should learn from the mistake that they made, because Ebola is such a weak disease. For it to lock down a country like Sierra Leone for 3 days, I mean, I'm thinking, Liberia, that you know, the population is just about 3 plus million, and we're losing human beings on a daily basis. So I hope and pray that the government of Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone will learn from the little mistakes that they have made, and we will better set up, you know, activities that will help us, because Liberia has been a broken state, and in fact, there has been nothing in place in terms of help. If that was the case, we wouldn't have been to where we are today to ask for help from outside.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jowanda from Monrovia, Liberia, for joining me on the African Beat today. And to our fans out there, all our listeners, let us continue to pray for our people in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Conakry, Guinea, and also Nigeria, for this virus to be contained. Thank you once again, Jowanda.
Thank you very much, David, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. And I hope everybody around the world, all we need from you is just prayer. Pray along with all that God will help us to go through this, what we are going through.
And that was the voice of Joe Wanda from Monrovia, Liberia. Thank you very much again, Joe, for joining us on the African Beat. And now let's take this piece of music, The Battle Is Over by Rebecca from Sierra Leone. And right after that, Alayi by Saeed Moscar of Morocco. But right now, Rebecca from Sierra Leone, based in the United Kingdom, comes in with The Battle Is Over.
Ha. Thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. And it's time to prophesy. Hey! Glory, glory to the Lord our God. The battle is over.
Over. Glory, glory to the Lord our God, frustration is over.
Glory, glory to the Lord our God, frustration is over.
Glory, glory. You will never believe it.
Alayi by Said Mosquera of Morocco, and before that, The Battle Is Over by Rebecca from Sierra Leone, based in the United Kingdom. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington. Kachonjo by Samba Mapangala of Kenya is going to be our next track. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I also want to say a big thank you to my guest, Joanda from Liberia, for joining us on the show today. Till then, I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Wivu chuki uchoyo, tama imezidi, ubinafsi. Unaekula na yeo, unakunwa na yeye, ndio atakumaliza. Mele yako atacheka, ajifanya irafiki yako. Lakini ndani ya roho yake, amekuchukia vibaya.
Kachonjo, kachonjo.